Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great first hour, but better late than ever. That's what I say. We are going to spend the rest of this second hour answering your phone calls. And if you'd like to queue up to ask a question, our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who have been on the phones over the break, thanks for staying there. And let's say hello to Catherine calling from Manhattan.
Oh, hello, Arnie. How are you? Listen, I'm glad you're talking about minerals today. I'm interested in magnesium. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the store, I saw they only had magnesium acetate. Is that the one to take, or should I be looking for magnesium citrate?
Well, at Wilner Chemist, we have about five or six different kinds of magnesium. Okay, there's magnesium aspartate. There's magnesium citrate. There's magnesium glycinate. There's magnesium oxide.
Gluconate and chloride.
There's magnesium chloride. And there's magnesium. Thank you. That's six.
Right.
Good. So now, what's the benefits of each, and what's the drawbacks? Magnesium oxide, if you take one capsule, will give you about 400 milligrams of magnesium.
That's a good dose.
Good dose. However, that would be give you the most potential for a side effect, something like diarrhea. Some people, if you're a little sensitive to magnesium, the oxide would be, quite capable of causing diarrhea. Some people say, oh, no, I'm constipated. If I had, that would be wonderful. I like that. And some people use magnesium for that reason, because they are constipated, and it's a nice, simple way to, end the constipation. On the other end of the spectrum, if you happen to be that sensitive to magnesium and you are concerned with the diarrhea aspect, you want to take magnesium glycinate. However, that's only giving you about 100 milligrams of magnesium per capsule. So in that case, if you wanted to get 400 milligrams of magnesium, you'd need four tablets of or capsules of magnesium glycinate. Somewhere in the middle is magnesium citrate. Magnesium citrate is available. For example, Solgar has a 200 milligram magnesium citrate. That probably wouldn't cause any side effect, and you'd be able to.
It's a good form.
Yeah, it's a good form. It's absorbable, and might not cause any problem. And you could take one of those twice a day, and you'd be okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
So those are the different types and why you might want to take one versus another.
Good. Okay, listen, thank you so much, and I'll probably come to your store, and I know which one I'm buying now.
All right.
Bye, Tracy.
Thanks,
have a good
Catherine.
Day. Thanks.
All righty. All right, who's next? Bill calling from Orange, New Jersey.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you? The question I have is concerning Lipitor. I was to my doctor Friday, and she prescribed that because she said my cholesterol was a little high. Now, also, I have an irregular heartbeat, and in November, I went to the hospital for the gout, and they found that, and there's two valves that are leaking. So I questioned about the Lipitor, and I was wondering, is there anything else I could take besides that? a natural product?
Okay. Number one, you know, we usually ask people what your cholesterol is.
Right.
Now, and there's four things you need to know. Cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglycerides.
Right. I don't have it right. She said that the bad cholesterol was a little high. Everything else was okay as far as what she said.
Well, a little high. What does a little high mean? We don't know what that means.
Right.
These days, you know, they're talking about anything over 100 being high.
Right, right.
You know, so, you know, the if you look on your blood test, it's 130, but we don't know. So assuming you did need or she was correct or in using Lipitor, and you're saying what else can lower LDL?
Well, there are a few things that may be useful. There's something called polycosanols, or actually we often talk about something in the Wilner window, citronols. Citronols are polymethoxylated flavones. It's a special extract coming from citrus, and a number of companies make that particular substance.
Nature's Way.
Makes it with tocopherols, also actually an effective way of lowering lipids. So the citronol would be useful. There are a number of formulas on the market that combine a number of different agents, natural agents. We mention it from time to time. Cholest-Sure, that's made by Da Vinci Labs. That contains a substance actually similar to Lipitor, although it's controversial to say that, but it may have some similar action as Lipitor. It's called red yeast rice. The product also contains the plant sterols, which have been identified as being very beneficial. Plant sterols are often in the form of from soy extracts. These substances block the absorption of cholesterol. So Cholest-Sure is a useful product. I've seen quite a few of our customers who use it with some success.
Cholesterol?
It's called Cholest-Sure.
Cholest-Sure.
Right.
But and that's by Nature's Way?
Da Vinci Labs.
Da Vinci Labs.
The thing that Sam mentioned that was from Nature's Way was called citronol, Citrinol. It's made by a few companies have it. Nature's Way has it. Doctor's Best has it.
Natural Factors.
Natural Factors has it. So there's a number of companies that make citronol. That would be an excellent one to start with. Phytosterols. Those, as Sam mentioned, block the cholesterol from being absorbed from the food that you eat. So taking phytosterols along with something like citronol will work both ends of the spectrum. Dr. Podell.
Yes. Now, if you do take Lipitor, I suggest, or any statin, I suggest that you take coenzyme Q along with it, because Lipitor suppresses production of coenzyme Q, which is an important antioxidant and energy nutrient. And while we have not real good data on this, I would probably prefer that you also take a little carnitine as well, say 500 milligrams, because there's some speculation that some of the toxicities you see with Lipitor could be related to a carnitine problem. That said, as drugs go, Lipitor and the other statins are among the safer ones. They need watching. They can cause problems, but compared to a lot of other drugs, they are relatively easy to deal with.
So the side effects of it, I'm going to be going for a blood test for the next 6 weeks. You know, she said that, you know, every Friday for a blood work done on this. Mm-hmm. But the Lipitor, the side effects, they're not really devastating.
No, I didn't say that. I said that they're relatively easy to handle.
Right.
There's two potentially severe side effects that are not rare. One is hepatitis, and she'll measure the liver enzymes. That's what it sounds like she's going to do. Two is some people get a muscle ache syndrome, and when that's associated with inflammation in the muscles, which you can detect with a test called the CPK, that can be very dangerous. That might affect one in 2,000 people or something.
Right, you did mention that.
Yeah, for the vast majority, it doesn't cause a lot of problems, and you can monitor for the ones that you're worried about, the liver and the muscle. So as long as you're monitoring, you just stop the drug if something goes wrong.
So don't forget, if you do take the Lipitor, take the follow Dr. Podell's advice and take the coenzyme Q10 and perhaps the acetyl-carnitine form, or you would prefer the...
Either one.
Yeah, okay.
Acetyl-carnitine.
Carnitine, right.
How about, I want to ask you one question about testosterone.
Okay.
I know several weeks ago there was a caller that called in and said he had taken the testosterone, I guess, with the patch. And he said he had psoriasis and it cured psoriasis.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of anything like that?
I didn't, but stranger things have happened. Psoriasis responds to many things, but it doesn't usually last. You know, something will help psoriasis, and then 2 months later it'll come back.
Right.
So that
steroids
could have been.
May have that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a steroid, so it's
it's
it
difficult.
Could do it.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Guess what? We need to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
You've heard about the amazing benefits of fish oil for heart health, memory, learning, and mood. However, it's important to know that not all fish oils are alike. A poor quality fish oil may contain contaminants or be rancid, leading to unpleasant aftertaste and burping. There is a brand you can rely on, just as medical doctors have for years. Nordic Naturals pure, award-winning, and patented fruit-flavored omega-3 fish oils. All Nordic Naturals fish oils meet strict European medicinal standards and are independently tested, documenting exceptional purity and freshness levels. You'll feel and taste the Nordic Naturals difference. Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oils come in a variety of natural fruit flavors, both in liquid and capsule form. Children enjoy their chewable strawberry capsules and will ask for more. Make sure you and your family receive the health-promoting benefits from Nordic Naturals fish oils every day. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting fish oils from Arctic Norway. For a store near you, call 800-662-2544, 800-662-2544, or visit www.nordicnaturals.com.
Ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin joint cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And natural Celadrin joint cream is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick absorbing. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
And that discount price on the entire American Health Line is 35%.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic. And as a special limited-time introductory offer, Wilner Chemist is offering Jarrow's new Resveratrol 100 60 vegetable capsule size at 30% off list price. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Speaking of Dr. Podell, this is the time in our show when all of you get the chance to hear Dr. Podell let you know exactly what he does when he's not here starring on the Wilner Window radio show.
Ah, alas. Yes. Thank you very much, Arnie. I just want to tell our listeners that I'm going to disappear right after I just give this little message, because I have to go to Cleveland on a plane at 6 o'clock or so, and just going to make it. So we, as you know, we work with medicines, we work with nutrition, we work with mind-body, and if you listen to the calls that are coming in, they're rarely all about just one. People, particularly with chronic illness, you have to look at the body's natural healing systems. That means nutrition, herbs, mind, body. And yes, medicines are a reality, and you have to know what you're doing with them as well. So we tend to see people with complicated illness. We tend to see people with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, all kinds of thyroid problems that sort of abut on these things, sleep problems. We have a program with Wendy King with autism. We see irritable bowel. We see headaches. Basically, all these conditions have one thing in common, that this conventional medicine can be helpful, but not enough to do everything that we need. And so what we want to do is add holistic healing. It makes a big difference. We are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. That's Springfield and Somerset. And the telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. 9191, and on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell, and have a safe trip to Cleveland, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Okay, have a good trip. All righty, let's see. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by American Health, makers of all of those wonderful things like Celadrin Joint Cream. Okay, let's get to the phones and say hello to Kate from Manhattan. Hello, Kate.
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm calling to find out if you would know what I might take to offset what the neurologist calls left-sided headaches. He puts it under the category of a migraine, but it's more like a vascular headache.
Right.
And it's triggered by the low frequency of a stereo in the two apartments above me.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't know what you could do about your neighbor's stereo, but Arnie, we had a phone call earlier in the show, and Arnie had mentioned a number of things that would be beneficial, and there's one of the suggestions he made I think would be certainly worth trying. It's he mentioned butterbur. Butterbur, but it there's a form of butterbur that is used in a number of clinical trials, and it's called Pedidolex.
How do you spell that?
Pedidolex.
Yes.
Pedidolex. I think it's Dolox, D-O-X, I think.
Well, you could always call us tomorrow, and we'll get the exact name for you.
Sure.
A number of companies do make it, and this product seemed to be very significant. A number of studies showing that it's very, very effective in not only helping with a migraine, an acute migraine, but preventing its recurrence.
Oh, so, because I have it all the time I'm in the apartment,
right,
which is, you know, a lot.
Well, there may be other factors that are contributing to it, whether or not it's your neighbor's stereo making the noise or not.
No, if he leaves town, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell
maybe
you.
Maybe it's your neighbor. I don't know.
You know what? You know what? The simplest thing might be?
What?
Buy him a new stereo.
No, well, it's not. It's the low frequency. I've been told by acoustical engineers that low frequency goes through walls.
Wow.
That it's very difficult, if you're sensitive to it, that it's very difficult to dampen it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Hm.
And he's
strange.
Not that cooperative either.
Yes, I imagine. All right. Well, good luck, Kate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And next we have Carl calling from Bayville, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, how you doing? I'd like to know if Wilner Chemists can replace the prednisone I take for rheumatoid arthritis with something natural, because, the side effects are starting to catch up with avascular necrosis and, triglycerides are high, things like that.
What's it called?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No, what's the medication?
Oh, I take prednisone.
Prednisone, I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
It's a cortisone.
Yeah,
hydrocortisone, and it's sometimes you know necessary to reduce the inflammation. There are certainly a lot of things that you can get over the counter that have anti-inflammatory effects. Cortisol is obviously very, very strong.
A great one we're going to do a commercial for a little later. It's called FlexNow.
Yeah, I think FlexNow would be worth trying. It's a relatively new product that was introduced to us, I guess, a few months ago, and we're seeing some pretty good results with it. It's a natural anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, but you're usually talking about people in the beginning. I've taken it for 18 years. My adrenal cortex is atrophied.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you're right. There's complications now. You need to take things that help also support your adrenals. Certainly, you should be taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C like three times a day. A good B complex like 100 milligrams two or three times a day. Maybe even some glutamine. But
this is a time when, you know, you spoke about DHEA.
Right.
This is a time when that might definitely be indicated.
So
but Carl, you've been on prednisone for a long time.
You have to taper
You need to work with your physician.
Right.
You can't. There's all sorts of problems you run into if you cut prednisone a little too quickly. So you don't want to do that.
Well, sure, I know. My grandmother died from.
So you don't want to. You don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to go there.
Yeah. Well, let me just ask you something. In all your, over the years, have you ever seen someone that with an atrophied adrenal cortex that's actually brought it back to life?
No.
Oh, I'm shot then. In other words,
no. Look, but you need to go to an expert here.
Yeah.
Go to somebody.
I have gone to an endocrinologist. And
okay.
I got down to 6 milligrams, and then they rushed me to the hospital. They said I would have went blind if I kept that up.
Yeah, it's a tough thing once you get into that.
It took me 2 years to get down to 6.
Okay, Carl, I'm sorry, but we have to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including Selegrin Joint Cream, are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a natural way to lower your cholesterol levels? Look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones and tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within the body by your liver. The citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They also offer it in combination with either fish oil, CoQ10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that is best for you. The pharmacist at Wilner Chemist will be happy to assist you in your choice. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural, healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve your heart. Citronol is spelled Citrinol. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way supplements. Discount priced, of course.
And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River, inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge, looks like we're still tied up about 15 minutes or so. Problem is the lower deck has picked up some extra volume as well, about a 10-minute wait into the toll plaza from 8095. Your Route 4 and 46 approaches will be better for both the upper and lower deck. Holland Tunnel outbound side, a 30-minute delay inbound minor. Outbound Lincoln cost you 30 as well, inbound looking good. In the five boroughs, traffic heavy on the Van Wyck northbound side after the Grand Central in Queens with a disabled vehicle taking out a lane. LIE westbound side before the Van Wyck, earlier crash gone, but now the delay. Eastbound side slow, 108th Street right on out to the Van Wyck. And traveling right now over in Staten Island, eastbound side of the Staten Island Expressway, delays from 440 to Bradley Avenue. This report is brought to you by WWE WrestleMania 23. Who's going to lose their hair at WrestleMania 23? Vince McMahon or Donald Trump? Find out tonight at 7 p.m., only on pay-per-view. Order WWE WrestleMania 23 today. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Now, estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability of insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are two products from Metagenix that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome. One is the UltraMeal Plus, which is a powdered low-glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenix product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate the insulin response. So, for nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think UltraMeal Plus and Insinase from Metagenix, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer along with Sam Forbes. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And now it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. The common spice cinnamon has been shown to possess compounds that exert insulin-like activity. In one study in patients with type 2 diabetes, cinnamon, given at dosages ranging from 1 to 6 grams daily, reduced fasting blood sugar levels by up to 29%, triglyceride levels fell by 30%, LDL cholesterol by up to 27%, and total cholesterol levels were reduced by up to 26%. Although these results are impressive, even better results are obtained by using a special water-soluble extract of cinnamon concentrated for what are known as type A polymers. Clinical research has confirmed that this special form of cinnamon extract has been proven to be more reliable in producing positive results in patients with type 2 diabetes.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And now, let's see, a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner's. Discounts up to 35% off list price. American Health and Home Health, the entire lines, they're 35% off list price. At 30% off list price on the entire lines, we have Rainbow Light, Nature's Way Vitamins, Health Plus, and Future Biotics. And there's more. Check out the website for a full list. And if you're not on our mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by going to our website. That's www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's. And the website gives a full list of all the sale items, extensive reference material,
previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sales fly-in catalog at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 41st Street and Park Avenue. That's 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park. And that's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. And that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
That's us, absolutely. And now we can talk to Susan from Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, start out with, can you tell me the difference between rectal cancer and colon cancer?
Yes. The colon, when they refer to colon cancer, they're usually referring to a cancer, a tumor in the large intestine. The large intestine is about 7 or 8 feet long, and it starts at the end of the small intestine and ends at the rectum. So the
rectal
cancer is just the, you know, down toward the bottom.
Yeah. Well, see, a doctor told me about 6 years ago that there was a polyp, but he never did anything with it. So now I'm due for a colonoscopy. And my bowels are very normal. I don't have any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just lately, once in a while, some light bleeding, just once in a while. But what I find is, which I feel maybe it's in the family, prone to, like, if I take a rubber glove, I can feel outside of the rectum bumps, like little, I don't know if you would call them cysts.
Well, not being a doctor and not having seen it, I can't tell you. But, you know, you're probably due for a colonoscopy anyway. So I would just, you know, have the colonoscopy and let them tell you what it is.
But, see, what I'm worried about, and I've heard, maybe they'll find this out later on some years down the line, a few surgeons said if you can do without a biopsy, do without it.
Well, they're not doing the biopsy.
You're going, the cart is before the horse here.
Yeah.
If I can use that expression, I guess it's apropos. But anyway, you know, look, there may be nothing wrong with you. Let's first find out and investigate if there's any problem. I mean, you mentioned you had a little bleeding. Okay, that's not always cause for concern, but you certainly should let your doctor know. It could be a hemorrhoid, or
yeah,
maybe it is something worse, but it's probably a hemorrhoid. What you're feeling may also be hemorrhoids. So, you know, look, this is worth a doctor's visit. Let's not worry about whether you should get a biopsy or not. You're just getting a colonoscopy just to see if there's anything, if
right,
there's anything, if there's
but
a problem.
See, on the paper, they want you to sign. And so once you sign, it says you give them the authority to do anything they want. And so I can't, before I sign, say to the doctor, you cannot, while I'm asleep, do a biopsy, right?
Well, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, they don't have to. If you tell them you don't want them removing anything, you could just get examined and find out if there's anything, if any growths there. The thing is, you should really have a very non-emotional response to this. Removing a polyp is probably a safe and certainly good preventative thing to do. I've had polyps removed. You know, I'll be honest with you, I did have a polyp, and I'm glad he removed it. If you're worried, get some information. Talk to your doctor. Go online. Get some information about it. But don't make an emotional decision like that.
Well, this is the thing. I cannot talk to him. You have to sign the papers and then just go in for the procedure.
Well, so at some point, the doctor's going to talk to you, okay? At some point, he's going to talk to you, and if he's not talking to you, then go somewhere else.
He will.
Well, that's all. You know, there's nothing. See, the reason, why do they cut out polyps if they find them? Because polyps are precancerous. So you don't want the polyp turning into cancer. That's why you take it out. You know, usually, if they find something, they usually, I don't know how often they do a biopsy. The thing that they usually do is they'll cut out a polyp if they find it. You know, but once again, What choice do you have?
Doctor.
Do you want to tell him don't do a biopsy?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like, he won't like me automatically.
What do you care if he likes you or not?
Yeah, but see, if I say don't do it and there's a polyp and he just closes it up or whatever that is that he does, then how do I know that,
Okay, Susan, you need to talk to someone who can explain all of this to you in a better fashion than we can over the air. I think you're being unreasonably concerned about some things. Okay? I really do. So you're worrying about the wrong things. All right? Please speak to your regular doctor, and he'll be able to explain it to you. Thanks for calling. All right. Now we have Jeannie calling from Manhattan.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for your informative program. A couple of weeks ago, someone called in and said she had lead poisoning.
Okay.
And you helped her out with the problem.
Right.
Now, my concern is, how do I know if I don't have it? What are the symptoms? I got a little worried.
Well, you can get yourself nuts with stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, what are the symptoms? Nausea, abdominal pain, irritability, insomnia, excess lethargy, sometimes hyperactivity, sometimes headaches, sometimes seizures.
Oh, wow.
Okay, vomiting, diarrhea, poor appetite, weight loss. Go figure.
Yeah.
Why would you think you had lead poisoning?
I don't know. I just...
Don't think about it. You don't have lead poisoning.
All right. Okay. I'll sleep tonight.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I mean, there,
see, that was simple.
Yeah, I mean, lead exposure in children is the main concern of health officials.
Yeah.
I mean, they put things in their mouth, including paint chips, and obviously that's why there are a lot of laws about paint, the type of paint used, and it does affect their development, their IQ development. So for most adults, it's, if you're worried, have a blood test. Your doctor can do a blood test, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, next is Linda calling from Queens.
Hi, thank you. I want to know if you have green tea that's highly concentrated, does that become a neurotoxin?
Probably not.
At a very high concentration.
What makes you think it would be a neurotoxin?
I'd heard, actually I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard somebody speaking on some show and said it could become a neurotoxin.
Actually,
but I had never heard that before.
Actually, the antioxidants in green tea, I would even recommend with someone who did have a brain disease. The polyphenols and are very, very protective. They're very good for protecting tissue in the body from toxins and things like things that destroy tissue. So, I mean, green tea is probably protective rather than neurotoxic. We haven't heard anything like this.
Right. So. And does it affect, if you add milk to green tea or have something with milk, does it deplete the benefits of the
I've heard that too.
It can because it can. Some of the proteins in the milk can combine with some of the polyphenols to sort of render them insoluble, and that might not be a good idea if that's what you're concerned
about. So how long would you wait? Like if you drink green tea, how long would you wait?
No, you don't want to put the milk in the green tea.
Right, but if you have something else with calcium, would you wait?
It's not calcium. It's not the calcium.
Yeah, it's not the milk itself.
It's the milk. It's the protein.
Oh, it's the milk?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just milk. But I'm saying, if you have cheese or something with milk,
yeah, wait an hour if you...
I don't think that's that much involved there,
Okay, may I ask you another question?
Why not?
Do you have time?
Sure.
Thank you.
We're here till 4 o'clock.
How much time do we have? All right.
Another minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I think you're very good. I like you very much. I was wondering, I had the hormone test, and estrogen was very high. So I was concerned about it. And then about a week later, 2 weeks later, a doctor gave me another test for just the estradiol, and that came out normal. So that's what I was really wondering, how could that be?
Well, there's different estrogens. There's estriol, estradiol, estrone, and they're in a ratio. You really need to speak to your doctor, your gynecologist, or the endocrinologist, because they're, you know, if there's reason why they measure these things by themselves, you may have certain issues that they're concerned about.
I do have an issue. I mean, would that be caused by a tumor in the ovary? I do have something in the ovary. I'm going to get biopsy.
Well, then that's what you have to find out.
Could that cause it?
No, it usually doesn't cause it.
Sometimes, or would it be the other way around?
Sometimes it exacerbates it, makes it a little worse.
Uh-huh. So you would recommend
sticking with your doctor.
Lowering the estrogen?
It depends on what it is. You need to speak with your doctor there. Mm-hmm. It's too potential. You know, there's too many potentials there.
Right. So
that would be your best bet, Linda.
Yeah. So it would be normal then for the estradiol to be normal and still have very high estrogen?
It's really, you're saying if your estrogen is high,
right,
and one of your estrogens, estrogens is really three estrogens, uh-huh, Arnie just said.
Right.
And one of the estrogens are normal, but right, you have high estrogen, and then maybe one of the other two estrogens are high.
Yeah. Right. So Linda, you have to speak to your doctor about it. Okay. Thanks for calling. All right. Time for another short break, and this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of Peak Immune 4, for proven powerful immune system support. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after these messages.
If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it, they just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. And you're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. And we're answering your questions. And the next caller is Doris, calling from that great borough of Brooklyn.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Doris.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
I have a question. I just heard that somebody said that for type 2 diabetes, they cannot take a fish oil or tablet, a fish oil tablet. Is that true?
Well, not really. There's good reasons, and there's some good studies which show that that's not the case, that you can take fish oil if you're type 2 diabetic. So, you know, the fish oil, the omega-3s can help reduce insulin resistance in diabetics.
Triglycerides, it's beneficial for lowering triglycerides.
Yeah, it can help triglycerides. So there's lots of reasons why you take fish oil if you have type 2 diabetes.
Mm. So this is for my mother. She has sugar like 110, like that.
Yeah, it's a little high.
Not high, right?
Well, it's high, a little high, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to buy some fish oil for her. Because
well, there's lots of things that...
Higher LDL.
Should we say that again?
She has a little high cholesterol.
Yeah.
So I bought some fish oil tablet for her. I don't know if it's good to take that as a dietary supplement.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Of course it's good.
You know, there's some study showing cinnamon actually lowers blood sugar and actually may have an effect, a beneficial effect on cholesterol. So as a more specific supplement for diabetes and cholesterol, some fish oil. I mean, from cinnamon extract would be useful.
Cinnamon
extract in a supplement form.
How? It come with a bottle or what?
Yeah, capsule. The trademark name for a popular one is called Cinerol.
Or Sinulin.
Sinulin, rather. Sinulin cinnamon extract.
And Doctor's Best has a good, they call it, I think, Doctor's Best cinnamon extract. Very good.
How to spell that?
Doctor's Best cinnamon.
Okay.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N?
Yes. Yep. Cinnamon. Like the spice.
Right.
Oh, well, why you can't eat the real spice?
You can do that too.
You can.
No problem.
But, you know, you would have to eat a pretty large dose of cinnamon to get a good blood sugar lowering effect.
No problems. You just have to eat too much of it. That's all, Doris. Okay. Yes. Thanks for that call, Doris.
So it's okay to take the fish tablet if you have diabetes?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
How many milligrams?
Usually 1,000 milligrams, and you take up to 3 a day.
3 tablets a day?
3 capsules a day.
Is that overdose? I mean, too much?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And next we have Martin from Matawan, New Jersey. Hello, Martin.
Hello, sir. I just wondered what I can do to raise my HDL, which is quite low. I heard that maybe coconut oil is one item, and also Pantothenine, P-A-N-T-H-I-N-E.
Coconut oil, I don't know, and Pantothenine usually is used to lower cholesterol as opposed to raising HDL. The problem with HDL is it's very hard to raise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can. They have all sorts of things to lower LDL, but very, very few things to raise HDL. They've tried to develop some new medications, but they don't seem to be. They work, but they seem to be causing more problems than they're solving.
What about niacin?
Niacin is probably the only thing that can be used. Niacin is a B vitamin, but the dosage at which you need to use to take to raise your HDL would be probably about 1,500 milligrams a day. And when you do that, you're really not using it as a vitamin. Obviously, it's having drug-like effects.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy it without a prescription at 500 milligrams, but and take three of those a day. But be aware that you may run into some side effects, and you really should have your liver enzymes measured when you are taking that level of niacin. Okay, so
it's hope for that HDL.
Well, you can take the. Well, you can use and try niacin. Absolutely.
Nice.
It'll help to raise HDL. It'll help to also lower triglycerides. So it'll do two things.
Right.
Raise HDL, lower triglycerides. It has side effects. It causes a flushing. Your body gets very hot and feels...
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you've been slapped in the face.
Do you exercise, Martin?
Well, not that much. I'm 82 years old.
So you should... Whatever you do with...
A light... Training, light exercise.
Whatever you're thinking of doing with niacin, speak to your doctor, because at your age, you know, you can do something, of course. But look, your HDL was always low?
Yes, it is. And I'm under, the doctor has given me a prescription for this. It has to do with fish oil.
Yeah, fish oil can help a little bit, not dramatically, but fish oil can help. But you probably spent your whole 80 years with a low HDL.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe you're right.
I don't know that now is the time to get aggressive with HDL.
I see.
You know, you've been fortunate.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate your information.
All right. Thanks, Martin.
Stay well.
You too. All right. Next we have Lynn from Katona, New York.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. You have the most informative program.
Okay, we got about a minute. So
okay, I've been recently diagnosed with malabsorption syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone to the Prescription for Nutritional Healing book, and a nutritionist who's put me on a number of supplements and is also recommending doing somewhat of a macrobiotic diet, intense for 10 days, just white fish, steamed vegetables, and herbal teas and so forth. And I'm wondering if that's...
My
something.
First response is, you know, if you have malabsorption syndrome, then I would not limit your diet to only specific foods, because now you might be missing some nutrients. So if you do a special diet like this, certainly get a good multivitamin mineral supplement. That way you know you won't miss any nutrients.
Okay. Lynn, very quickly, what are you malabsorbing?
I'm not sure. I lost some weight and also have a problem with diarrhea occasionally, and went to the doctor because of this, and
okay.
He thought perhaps I had something else.
I'll tell you what, we're run out of time, but why don't you call in early next week? Okay? If you want, we'll talk about
it. Or call us at the store.
Or call us at the store, absolutely. All right, we've come to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4. For proven powerful immune system support, Peak Immune 4. Okay, thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. And we'll be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Please join us.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.